The Detroit Tigers, who about 2 weeks ago, we didn't even think this was feasible. In fact, Jim Costa, who I am in for, and buried, had a funeral basically for the Cleveland Guardians after the Tigers swept them in Cleveland.
Wish I had been here. Just to temper that a little bit.
Well, the Guardians were fifth at that point. I think they were, what, 15 games out? Something like that.
What do they know?
Now they're 8 games.
Mm.
Because even if the Tigers, who weren't playing great at that time, but they were still playing good, obviously they beat the Guardians 3 times on the road, they were middling around because they had such a big lead, it didn't make a difference. You didn't think Cleveland was going to catch fire and the Tigers were going to go in the dumper.
Never thought Minnesota would go in the dumper last year and the Tigers would catch fire.
True. However, we decided, Jim decided, and I endorsed basically the burial of the Guardians and that the division was over. And look, to play a guy who I don't want to play here, Derek Lalonde, if I would have told you before the season, with a week before the deadline, the Tigers would be 8 games ahead in the division and have the biggest lead in a division, you'd take it. Yes, we would. Unfortunately, they're playing like poop. And they've been playing like poop for a while. Like, I don't know, last 10 games, maybe not a while, they're hitting 209, 595 OPS. They're 1-9 since July 9th, I believe they are.
Yes.
Since June 14th, they're 14-18. You didn't expect them to play at the pace that they were doing before, but I didn't expect this. And although, to be honest, a lot of teams, great teams, go through this during a season. The biggest problem, and kind of addressed this with AJ yesterday, is that every facet of this team is going in the old poop shoot at once. I mean, there are very few players who are you're sitting there saying, man, they're still playing great. I mean, Skubal did have one mediocre start against Seattle and lost. But other than that, I mean, Torres is still hitting. But that's it. Who else? Who else is doing anything good right now?
No, it's not, and you're always looking for, and we always point to Tarek Skubal, right? If you're on a slide, who gets you out of that one? Who stops the slide?
And he did on Sunday night.
Yes, he did, and I mean they gave him all 2 runs of support.
Yes, he didn't even get the win.
Right, and so when you're looking at it, going okay on the mound, Tarek Skubal can be that guy at the plate. Who can be that guy? Because we always compare him right now to other teams that have had slides, have had these downturns, and we always use the Dodgers, at least I do, because the Dodgers are the most talented roster in all of Major League Baseball, and they had a rough go. There were the Yankees had 3 games where they were completely shut out 3 games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers were on a 2-8 out of the last 10 until, last night. I think now they're, 3-7 in their last 10.
Right.
But they have a lineup that is filled with guys like Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani. And Shohei Ohtani, for the last 5 games, has hit a home run in every single game. They have guys that will get you out of a slump. Who is that for the Tigers that will get you out of a slump as a team?
No one. I mean, Riley Green's a really good player. But Riley Green sat out yesterday, as AJ told us, because he had
a little refresher.
He needed to, get his head together. He's striking out at a historic pace. And the other guy, I mean, McKinstry's still been decent enough,
right.
I mean, for what he is. Torque is pretty much the same. He's slowed down a little bit. Javi's slowed down a little bit.
He's had a good series against Pittsburgh so far. Torque has.
A few hits. Yeah, of course, but he broke down mentally. But you're right. Who is going to get him out of the funk? The starting pitching, which basically was the best part of this team, you would think, has not been very good. They weren't good against Pittsburgh. That's for damn sure. I mean, between Flaherty, Mize, and Melton, who, granted, was making his debut yesterday, their starting pitching had a combined 12 innings in 3 games. That ain't going to get it done. So, look, Reese Olson, who's pitching, I think, tonight, right?
Yes.
He's been, besides Scooble, their best pitcher recently. I mean, Mize has had two bad games in a row.
When Reese Olson's been available, he's been consistently good.
Yes. So that's what they need, because the hitting, I don't know what it's going to – they used to, you know, get timely hits. Believe me, I'm not writing the season off by any means. But they got to get it together soon, because of when you look at the schedule – and I know it doesn't necessarily mean, and Jim Leland always says it's not who you play, it's when you play them. Right now, the Tigers got to play four with Toronto, who's pretty damn good right now. Arizona, who they're looking to sell, Suarez and maybe some of the other pitchers, they're a little below 500, but they're a formidable team. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Cleveland, they have one game left.
They're better than Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they have one game left with Baltimore today. And then they go to Kansas City. And then they return home before the deadline with the worst team in baseball, the Colorado Rockies. So you got to basically, the Tigers' hope is they just need to stay on pace with Cleveland or pretty close, because you don't want to be sitting here a week from now and saying, all right, now the lead's down to four games.
Right. Well, and last night might have been the worst one at the plate, because they ended up with five hits. And we've talked about the first two games against Pittsburgh where, okay, they had some runners in scoring position. They just couldn't find a way to get them across the plate. And even if they did, they wouldn't touch home plate.
Right.
Yesterday, how many runners do you think they had in – you may know this, but how many runners do you think they had in scoring position? They were
– one, because they scored a run?
They had one runner in scoring position.
Oh, so they were one for one?
They were one for one. So they were 1,000% yesterday. But you've got to have – you've got to flood the bases.
Yes.
Right? That's my point is you're struggling to get them, across home plate when they are in scoring position, but then you have a game yesterday where they only have one time in the entire game where a base runner reached second base.
Not going to get it done.
No.
And look, the deadline's in a week. Who out there is going to help this team? Oh, yes, we can get some bullpen arms, but if you can't hit and don't score runs, what good's the bullpen? If you're losing 5-2 before, you know, hopefully you get two runs before, you know, you even have to go to a bullpen.
Right. Well, so, I mean, what they need to have their all-stars. Mm-hmm. And we were all really excited about the fact that they had six all-stars. Mm-hmm. The bat boy was there as well. Everything was great going into the all-star break. So it's got to be Gleyber Torres, Riley Green, Javi Baez, Zach McKinstry. These are the guys that need to be able to bat the ball and get you out of a slump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know who else is going to be out there. I assume they're going to make trades. I'm not as confident that they're going to make big trade as I was, you know, when Scott Harris was on with you guys.
He said he was looking to make the roster better.
Right. However, if things go bad this next week, and you're sitting there and you're in management and say, okay, we need this to make the playoffs. We need what to win the World Series. Do I really think I'm a World Series team? Do I give up something that I don't want to give up for something that's unreachable? I don't think they're going to go that far, be as negative as I am on that. I think they're going to try to get a reliever or two. They're going to try to get a bat. Who knows? I don't think they're going to be able to get Suarez. So they have to find some other bats and things like that going around. I don't know. We have a Twitter poll out there. We'd love you to vote on the Costa and Jansen with Heather Twitter account.
How's it looking so far?
Pretty much what I expected. Although there's a little more negativity than I thought on one thing. So your choices are winning the AL pennant, reach the American League Championship Series, make the playoffs, or miss the playoffs. Right now, with over 430 votes in, winning the AL pennant, which means reaching the World Series, 12%. Missing the playoffs, 16%. Mm. Reach the ALCS, 21%. Just make the playoffs, 50%.
Okay.
And that's why I voted for making the playoffs. I don't think they're going to lose this. I hope I'm correct in that. All
that's right, probably the safest pick for most people.
Yes.